This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen here. Happy to bring my blonde partner in. We have blondes, brunettes. I'm not sure what color Kara's hair is though these days. Is it sort of reddish? What color?
It's never been reddish. I don't know. It's like blondish brown. Somewhere in the middle.
Okay, so you're in the middle between Jennifer, who's blonde, and Kara, who has dark hair. It's not, your hair's not
Victoria.
Really black.
Or Victoria.
I mean Victoria. Yeah. Victoria, your hair's not really black, is it?
Almost. It's pretty dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Isn't that a fascinating way to bring in this hour of the program? Welcome to Thursday.
So fascinating.
The 18th of January. Jennifer, what's trending?
Apple is trending. Not the kind that you eat, but the kind that you look at and you're addicted to in those iPhones all day long. Apple is going to pay $38 billion in taxes on cash overseas. They've also committed to building a new United States campus. They said they probably won't build it in California, but Tim Cook yesterday said that because of the new tax reform laws and benefits that they'll receive by building here in the country, they're going to actually start building phones, coming up with new technologies and putting in this new Apple campus here in the United States, which is good news because a lot of the criticism that Apple takes is that so many of their products are built overseas. They're hearing that and they're bringing some of their operation back to the country.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that there is the stuff that I remember seeing about this, the amount of cash they had stored overseas, like $258 billion, and who can even imagine that kind of cash in one big pile? You think about it, there's a movie coming out, I think it's this weekend or next weekend, about the largest robbery in history. And this is, I think, a figment of somebody's imagination, but you wonder if people see these movies, if they don't start thinking, okay, well, maybe, can we do this? Can we actually rip off billions of dollars? And but most people can't even imagine that kind of dough. It's another number. Crazy. Let's do some good news and bad news. Good news first.
I had bad news trending, too.
Oh, you did?
Well, you
okay.
Yeah.
Do your bad news.
There was your good news trending. Your bad news trending is for Star Wars. Now, I know, don't get too sad. They're still making tons of money with the Star Wars franchise. But apparently the toy sales fell in 2017, and a lot of entertainment experts and economy experts are saying this is because the movie tie-in fatigue has set in. This last movie was good, but they're saying that there are warning signs for the toy industry that started with Cars 3, which was supposed to be this like surefire success. Apparently it proved lackluster from Mattel. Now they're saying these big movie tie-ins look downright bleak based on the Star Wars sale. The franchise that kicked off, obviously 40 years ago, has seen a big dip in sales after the release of The Last Jedi movie. So something to consider, I guess, for the toy industry.
But The Last Jedi movie made over a billion dollars worldwide.
Yeah. No, it definitely did, but apparently tying in toys to the sales of movies is just not working anymore.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, they're not electronic, they're not video games, so kids don't really want that.
Isn't that awful? Brandon had Chewbacca dolls and Han Solo dolls and Princess Leia dolls. I remember the little, they weren't really dolls, they were figures. What do they call
them? Action figures.
Action figures, yeah. Right, and that was what the kids played with when he was. He never did games. I think there were electronic games then. I don't know if they were as bad as the stuff that's around now, but whew.
I think he's about my age. We had Atari, but Atari was definitely not the same thing.
Yeah. He's a year older than you are? I think he's a year older than you.
A year or two, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here are my good and bad news stories. Good news first. I think this is good. Tell me what you think about North Korea and South Korea marching together under one flag at the Olympics. So the unified flag, is it the South Korean flag or is it the North Korean flag?
It's a unified Korea flag.
Well, so they've made a new flag?
Yeah.
And
well,
so
it's not brand new this time. They've done it before for other events. Yeah, I think like the World Table Tennis
91
Championship.
How did you have missed that, Doug?
I know.
But
they've used this flag before. I guess it's sort of a generic North meets South kind of flag.
So what does that lead to in terms of conversation? Is this just a symbol? Does it mean anything? What are the speculative people? There are always speculators everywhere. Okay, this is what this means. And you don't know whether it means that or not, but it isn't a bad sign. But you say they've done it before. Now, I see that it was done in Turin, Italy in the Winter Games in 2006. So how do we view this?
This is very, I wonder, we'll never know because they won't be able to talk about it, but, you know, it's kind of a gamble, I would think, if you're Kim Jong-un, because you're letting some of your athletes mix and mingle with South Koreans, Koreans are so all about Western culture and so all about technology and beauty products, and that seems like that would be a gamble, but I'm sure that there's some horrific thing, some death threat that they're all facing from the North.
All right, tell me whether you think this is a horrific thing. This I consider to be bad news. The Pentagon this week suggesting that they have started to study a new retaliation tactic and technique should we ever be hit by a devastating cyber attack. America is considering using nuclear missiles on the culprit. There's another story in the Times.
Well, this isn't today. About someone just hacking into your email. This is a major attack.
How would we describe it? And why can't we cyber attack them back again? Why are we going to use nuclear weapons?
Yeah, one of the biggest fears from North Korea is not necessarily their ballistic missiles or their nuclear capabilities. It's when they let off something, and I'm totally blanking on the name of it. You guys will know. It's like a three-letter acronym where it basically wipes out, it hacks into and wipes out your entire power grid. It takes people just completely off the radar. And that's what they're talking about, I would imagine, in responding to something like that. And because, I mean, think about it. When people are without power and without internet and without these services, they're not able to communicate with each other as well. You can't have food. You have illness breaking out. Your water sources are all screwed up. That would be the most devastating thing that North Korea could do to this country. And that's what this is in preparation for.
Yeah. You always make it sound so reasonable, Jennifer.
But I would have this, huh?
Yeah. Even the bad stuff sounds like, oh, that makes sense. But I would also think that I would add on to that list of things that they would attack. This has everything to do, especially with the banking. Because if you destabilize the economy, that's like the whole plot of that show, Mr. Robot, on USA. They attacked all the world banks and basically wiped out everyone's debt. And there's a lot of other stuff that they did.
So do
that's
we think
really
that then is it justified to use nuclear weapons to wipe out somebody who does that? Is that
if someone's in your mainframe, you can't retaliate back through a cyber attack. You're completely paralyzed.
So this is the only way we can get
kind
at
of. Yeah.
And the fact that this story is out there is not by mistake. If the government didn't want us to know this, they would not be reporting. They would not be letting this stuff leak
apparently
out.
Apparently, Jennifer, this goes back. Obama started this. The administration came up with this strategy.
This isn't unique to a party. This is not unique to a party or a president. This is about defending the country against some really dangerous attacks, probably some stuff that we haven't even considered. And the reason that they're leaking this out is so that our enemies, so that Kim Jong-un hears this story, picks it up today, and he goes, oh. Because the United States, I would imagine, I bet you donuts for dollars or whatever they say, that you're never going to see the United States going into a nuclear war. We're never going to be the country that presses that first button. But we have to have the arsenal in any case, because we can't let our enemies think that we're ill-prepared.
Mm. Isn't it crazy that people think like this? The craziness of the way people think. Here's another example of how crazy people are. There's a beauty blogger named Amani Al-Kalabath, who happens to be Muslim. And she has been given an award by Revlon she has a website and a company called MuslimGirl.com. She was given the Changemaker Award from Revlon because she inspired women to express themselves with passion, optimism, strength, and style. That's what the folks at Revlon, that's their website, explaining what the award is all about. But she has refused to accept the award because the spokesperson for Revlon is Gal Gadot. And this is the kind of stuff that is so stupid, that is so ingrained, however. Here are two very intelligent women, but yet religion and the forces behind religion and the disruption that is caused by religion. This is just another example of that. This just sheer stupidity on the part
of somebody. Yeah, that could have been such a good unifying
moment. Oh, my God, it would have been fabulous.
Yeah, that's a real missed opportunity. That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. I think it's the height of stupidity. Maybe arrogance, too, frankly. Maybe some arrogance in there as well. The former Nazi officer known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz has been told he has to serve out his 4-year prison sentence, despite the fact that he's 96 years old.
Too bad. So sad.
No, not at all.
I know. I'm being sarcastic.
I know you are. Yeah.
Don't care. I don't care if you're 106. Go to prison, buddy.
He was sentenced in 2015 after being found guilty of being an accessory to the murder of 300,000 people at Auschwitz. He was accused of counting the cash found in the belongings of the arrivals at the camp. These people, these aren't even human beings. There's another example. How do we get these sub? Where do these subhumans come from? The kinds of stuff, and the fact that we're still finding them in this era. The Nazis have been gone for what, 62 years since the end of World War II? And we're still finding some of these people around? Wow.
Well, it's not that they're just finding them. It only recently became legal to prosecute them. And that's been part of the problem. That's why you've seen in the last couple of years, in the last maybe 5 years, there have been a lot of cases where so-and-so is 88 and he's on trial. And this guy's 96. There was someone else who was 98 or 99 and was also had to go and serve 18 months in prison for whatever his role was. But it just wasn't legal until Germany changed their laws.
No, it's all right with me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it, thanks. Here's something else I'm okay with. The MyPillow Guarantee. This is the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. That's their guarantee. Go check it out at MyPillow.com. If you're a MyPillow customer already, super. If you've taken advantage of the opportunities that have come through discounts that you can get by going to MyPillow.com, and use the DJV code, that's swell as well. Make sure that you take the discount on all the things that you can get at MyPillow.com. Yeah, you order there, but you can also quickly look around at the travel pillows, the various accessory pillows they have, seat cushions they make, pillow cases, sheets, you name it, they've got it. A collection of all kinds of things, including a MyPillow bed for your pet. So take advantage of the opportunity. Go to MyPillow.com and start out by getting the one free pillow. You buy one at the regular price, the premium pillow, and get the second one free. That's something where you start. And then you act as you go through all these other things. And you can even get financing on stuff that you spend. I think it's over $250. All in all, it's a fabulous American story about a fabulous American company that produces a fabulous American product. And you ought to have one in your home. It's almost un-American not to have a MyPillow in your home. So be a good American, go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get yourself a good night's rest and find all kinds of other things that are helpful for great sleep. MyPillow.com, the promo code to use is DJV.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Funny 3 and change after the hour now on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, and Paula Dean in the entertainment news with a new TV program. She's back. And
hey,
she's
y'all.
That's
how she always starts every show. Hey, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
I love butter.
Yeah.
Like every
new
recipe starts with 12 sticks of butter.
That's it. Well, she looks like she enjoys that sort of thing. Anyway, the show's called Positively Paula, a family-friendly cooking show to be filmed in her home in Georgia. Apparently, it's on RFD TV and now to be syndicated around the country. Remember, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago when she got into that whole big deal?
Oh, yeah.
The scandal. How she's had all these tough moments and how it's built character, she says, makes you a better person. Now she's trying to reinvent herself. And maybe that's, people sometimes don't need the money. They just need to do things to fix their life. So a lot of people, cynical folks would say, oh, she doesn't need the money. Well, it may not be about the money. It may be that she needs to...
She might need the money, actually. It's been a few years. She lost endorsements, and she lost her... I don't know if her restaurant is still there anymore, but people started protesting it, so she might need the money.
What was that? Refresh our memory as to what it was that was going on that made her such a piranha.
There was...
Pariah?
Pariah, yeah. There was a lot of racial stuff she was caught saying.
Right.
I don't want to get into it more than that, but yeah, it was not good.
Right. Enough is enough. Okay, let's get to our Throwback Thursday fun. This week we're focusing on the top five songs from this week in 1968. Pretty good group of five songs. Let's see if we can start. Well, we are. No, we're not seeing. We are starting with one of Aretha's. I don't know. I've never been a fan of this song. It was number five this week in 1968. Aretha's Chain of Fools. I'll crank this up, Kara, for a second. Obviously, the similarity in the instrumentation in a lot of her hits, and this sort of underscored that. But it's not, I never was thrilled with this. I tell you, the song.
Yeah, this is a great song. I actually like this better than Respect, I think.
Oh, totally.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Heaven, no. All right, so here's the signature song for Gladys Knight, which was number four this week in 1968. Heard it through the grapevine. Oh, man, this is a fab song. Can't sit still for this.
This is, I hate to say this, is so much better than the original.
It is. Oh, yeah.
It really
there are about
is.
Four different versions of this song.
Yep.
And this is the best one. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Yeah. Number three, maybe the best song the Monkees ever did. They did a lot of great, great songs. It's my favorite Monkees song, Daydream Believer. That's a good one to crank up. Lyrics are so great.
Didn't Neil Diamond write this?
Yeah, crank it up. Monkees never wrote anything.
Now you know how happy I can be.
This is where it cranks up here. So
and our good times start and end without our loved ones to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
I always turn it way loud when it comes to this point in the song. Really just sweet music. Okay, number two, John Fred and his Playboy band, Judy in Disguise. No big deal. Let's go to number one. Beatles. We're number one for 3 weeks with Hello, Goodbye. This is a good Beatles song. So the top five this week in 1968, folks.
Putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong. Well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's Automotive News, the winner of North American Utility Vehicle of the Year will be picked on January 15th. The finalists include the Volvo XC60, which has all the elements it needs to win, but has stiff competition from the Alfa Romeo Stelvio. The Stelvio might just have the edge, thanks to its dynamic style and driving characteristics. The final vehicle is somewhat of an outsider, the Honda Odyssey minivan. Although critics like its amenities, it's unlikely to win. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now, 34 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program. Already Thursday. Wow. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen are here as we discuss what's going on here, there, and everywhere. We were talking about the shutdown. Is it a problem? Will it happen? Congress seems to be pretty close to shutting things down by their lack of action. They don't really know how to stop what's going on. Even though there are those who will tell you that they've made good progress, I don't know what that means. This is so foolish. This is so unacceptable. For a country this size, with this kind of a budget, where things are as complicated as they are, to not be able to come up with a simple resolution to keep things going, and to have had it go on now for almost two decades. You know that, but it was, I think, 2004, after... If you don't remember this, we'll sort of trace it back a little bit. It goes back to September 11th, in fact, after that, everybody's trying to figure out how much money we're going to spend for this, that, and the other thing, and nobody really worried about it. They just threw money. We spend lots of money to do this, that, and the other thing in the name of trying to protect ourselves. And we got hornswoggled by that boob into going into Iraq, and that cost us $3 trillion, and that's when it got started. And so from that point on, they just spent, and they didn't have any budget for it. They just spent. And so from that point to this, between Bush, Obama, and now Trump, and the administration, they can't get these people to come up. They submit the budget. It's their job to submit the budget to Congress, and Congress has to act on it. And Congress isn't acting on it for all of the political reasons that we've talked about ad nauseum. So what do you do now? Say, oh, it's a good thing you shut the government down. They all get paid anyway. Nothing.
And it doesn't really shut down.
No, it doesn't.
You know, that's such a farce. When people, oh, the government's going to shut down. No, it's not.
It's the news media. It's just...
But, no, it's not the news media. It's just...
Yes, it is. It's irresponsible.
No, it's... No. I know you hate the news media. But the reality...
I hate him, but I don't like him.
But the reality is politicians, whether it's... Like Jen had said earlier in the show, whether it was the Republicans under Obama or the Democrats under Trump, those politicians are going on camera and saying, you know, we need to prevent a government shutdown. The government's going to shut down. It's not the news media. It's the actual politicians who are trying to get their own agenda passed... And they're the ones who are giving a direct message to the American people, trying to scare them and say, well, we can't do this because he won't work with us and vice versa. That's all it is. It's the same story over and over and over.
It's all about and it's boiling down to the undocumented immigrants and that whole, the Republicans say we have to have, in order to fund the government, we've got to have a resolution to the problem of illegal immigration. And that's not going to happen in 24 hours. It hasn't happened in as many years as we've been talking about it, which certainly goes back again to the Bush administration and probably before that. You know, Reagan deported a bunch of people and Eisenhower deported a bunch of people and Kennedy deported a bunch of people. So this has been going on since World War II, in fact. So... I made some speculative comments the other day, and I don't know whether I'm going to take them back or I'm not going to take them back. But in light of,
oh boy, hope everyone's sitting down.
Okay, so yesterday, Trump's personal physician vouched for his mental fitness. He gave Trump a dementia screening exam because the president asked for it.
I heard it wasn't a dementia screening. It was a cognitive exam. That's not specifically for dementia.
Well, they're referring to, at least in this thing that I'm reading from the Huffington Post, referring to it as dementia screening. And if you get above a 26, you're normal. If you get a 30 out of 30, your mind is great. And so apparently, according to the Rear Admiral, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who spent Friday examining Trump for 3.5 hours with the doctors at Walter Reed, that's what he came up with. Because the debate is, and I have furthered the debate even on this program, that the way he's acting is the way somebody who's on the outer skirt of dementia acts. Noisy, doing irrational things, crazy stuff, whatever.
That people have criticized Trump for, who know him, you know, who have been around him, they say he repeats himself constantly, and that's supposedly a sign of, he has no short-term...
So is this a cover-up, or is this really... It's called the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, Victoria.
Right.
It is supposed to give you... And I'm going to... Actually, now that I know this exists, nobody told me about this before, I'm going to take it myself.
Well, the doctor, I saw him talk, and he said that they looked through several different types of exams, and some are quick and easy, and others are more involved, and he said they went with one that was more involved. I know you have had theories about dementia with Trump and everything. I have never thought that he had a cognitive issue. I believe the things that I don't like about his personality are psychologically, I think they're psychologically tied to some things. Mm-hmm. And I have some friends who, maybe. I have two good friends who are both psychiatrists or psychologists, and they both have said sort of similar things to what I believe. So I think that psychologically there's stuff there. I don't necessarily think it's dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever. So,
Trump's 71. Doctor says he's in excellent health for a man his age. His cardiovascular system is in good shape. He would benefit from losing 15 pounds, so apparently they're going to put some kind of a low-impact aerobic exercise machine in the White House gym for him and bring a nutritionist to work with him. Well, all they do is they bring in McDonald's and crap from outside,
yeah.
And I don't even know. Don't they supposed to have a taste tester for the president so he doesn't eat this stuff? Clinton did the same thing, by
yeah.
the way, and you saw what happened to him.
Right.
His heart really almost did him
but
in.
But even when Trump was living here in Trump Tower, when he was running for office, he had the taco bowl from Taco yeah. Bell, and he just he drinks, what is it, 10 Diet Cokes a day? That alone will rot your brain. So, but it's yeah. yeah, he just has a terrible diet.
He's 6'3", weighs 239 pounds. He is, according to the doctor, barely under the obesity threshold as far as BMI is concerned, body mass index.
Mm.
And so they're going to work on him. But I think he's pretty stuck in his ways.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to change much.
But I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking the same things about myself. I want to be sure that all the things that I'm doing, I'm pretty conscious of what I eat, and I'm pretty conscious, other than you correctly, when it comes to sugar, you have me nailed there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to do much better at that. I've lost 7 or 8 pounds in the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to knock off another 7 or 8 because I'm going through my... I knocked off the first 7 before I had my first of 3 physicals that I will have in the next month, but I'm going to knock them all, because if I go see Ken Kronhaus and I weigh what I did last year, he's going to give me a lot of starch. So I don't want to listen to it.
I did think you looked thinner in the picture where you're rolling down the hill.
Yeah.
Now, that may just
yeah.
have been gravity was
no,
working
no,
with
I was,
you.
No, I do. Yeah, I know I am. This is the time of year. There's always a roll that comes in the fall, and I didn't lose it all last year, and it bothered me, but I'm already on the way to losing it. And it basically is apple cider vinegar and honey in water. And I'll drink that. That is my substitute for what goes into my body the earlier part of the day. And so instead of eating, and then I'll eat the fruit and stuff later in the day and stay away from everything else that's heavy. That's kind of my own creative diet.
Yeah, I just think that eating fruit is one thing, but I just don't think you eat enough protein. You're not balancing. Your blood sugar is just spiking because you're just eating sugar. So you're not balancing. Protein brings your blood sugar down. So you're not eating. You need an apple with some string cheese.
So I got the results of the blood work that I had done a couple of weeks ago at this first physical.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that is, and it has been a problem with me forever, since as an adult I started having my annual physicals, it's the same thing. I have, in terms of my total cholesterol, I'm about 185, 190.
That's
good.
The
good cholesterol, I only am at 45, 48, 49, somewhere in there. And the bad cholesterol, I'm at 125. So it needs to be a ratio of 2-1. So I'm off about 20 points and have always been.
Well, that makes sense, though, because, again, protein also helps bring your good stuff up. You probably never eat avocados. You don't eat any good fat. That's all the stuff that you need to have.
Went to the restaurant. It was avocado mixed with lobster. And I am allergic to lobster, so I didn't eat the avocado. I don't like the avocado has this kind of slimy.
Even other stuff like coconut oil and other good healthy oils and healthy fats, I don't think you have any in your diet.
I put coconut oil on my face every night. It's perfect for me.
Oh boy. You're hopeless.
Just lick it off your fingers when you're done, and then you're
right.
Okay.
I'm all set then. Yes, I'm all set. Okay. So I wanted to. There's a trending story from the throwback to Gronkowski's message, Gronkowski, Kara's new boyfriend.
Rob Gronkowski is not my boyfriend. Jen. I wouldn't want to take him from her.
Okay. So, but I'm trying to figure out, I was talking to Victoria because I needed her to explain to me off air what the hell this eating laundry detergent is all about and who came up with this and why is this a fascination of people who are now trying to get in on the in crowd. There are videos posted all over the place on social media with people gagging and coughing and foaming at the mouth after they bite into laundry detergent. What in the name of God is this all about?
The whys and the wherefores
of these kids?
It's
13 to 19-year-olds, basically?
Yeah, it's just this, you know, have you ever seen Tide Pods? And you've seen
what
them,
do you
right?
mean, this little stack,
they're
stack
little,
you throw in the laundry?
Yeah, and they have different colors, and they're very colorful, which is part of the reason why most Tide Pod or laundry pods, you can also buy generic ones that look similar, too. It's not just Tide. But any of the little detergent pods that have all the color swirls in them, that's why little kids under 5 have been the number one source of being poisoned by these, because they think they're candy. And parents aren't keeping them high enough on a shelf to keep them away from the kids. So now that has been replaced with these stupid teenagers who just want to become YouTube celebrities, and they're filming themselves foaming at the mouth, and you can die from this. Yeah. This is just, it's so stupid. It is so stupid. But I said to Kara, we were talking about this behind the scenes, and, you know, I had sports to go to in the afternoon when I was a teenager.
These kids don't have anything to do.
I had things to do.
Jobs.
I didn't have time to eat detergent. You know, I really had a packed schedule. So
here's the story that I had. I met with some people in the advertising business, both in New Jersey and New York yesterday, and the families like to get to know the people that I'm dealing with. So I was talking to this family about their family. They've got two adopted children that they had from one of the other members of their family. Couldn't raise their children, so they adopted them. They have two older children, one 16, one 19. The 16-year-old is just coming of age, getting driver's license, or at least learner's permits and that kind of stuff. And so his mother said to him, because he wanted to have his freedom, he said, Mom, my friends have debit cards and this, that, or the other thing. And so the mother says to this kid, well, yep, you can have a debit card too, just like your friend. Your friend has a job. Mm-hmm. That's how he got the debit card. He started his own account in the bank, and you get a debit card with that once you get some money in your savings account or checking account. So you can have one. All you got to do is get a job. Mm-hmm. So the next day, he came to his mother with his working papers and an application for a job as a checkout clerk at a supermarket. And 2 days later that weekend, he started working.
There you go.
Well, there it is. It's the incentive. Just, you know, why aren't you? There are plenty of jobs around for kids. 16, 17, 18 years old, go get a job and stop this foolishness. This is crazy. Parents are responsible. You let your kids get away with that? Get them, tell them to go get a job. They want to do something. Or you get involved in something constructive. I sound like
I'm right with you. Like, if I ever found out that I had a kid who was dumb enough to eat detergent, I don't even know what I would do or say.
Wash out his mouth with soap. That's what I used to do. I remember in the second grade, I used the word SHI in class, and the teacher brought me into the bathroom and took a bar of soap and stuck it down my throat.
Mm.
That was that.
That probably
didn't
tasted terrible.
Last forever, but it certainly made an impression on me. It was a long time before I said that word again.
And can you imagine ever putting a bar of soap in your mouth on purpose?
Yeah.
And then think about it this way: these Tide Pods or these little laundry pods are so—they're so concentrated because they're the stain fighters that they're so much
bad
worse than a bar of soap in your mouth.
Ah, it's going to be horrible for you.
It is.
All right, here's something that's good for you. Omega-3s together, fish oil and krill oil. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from your friends at Purity Products. I take it. Kara takes it. Victoria takes it. You ought to take it if you haven't gotten your free bottle yet of ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and superbly crafted krill oil for your joints. Together in this one tiny pill, time for you to get on board by calling 800-355-1493. Your free bottle is just that. It's yours. 800-355-1493. Pay a little shipping. You get the free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pot. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/2018. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
From the Twilight Zone playing in the bed. So, I haven't, if those of you who were not around yesterday, 24 hours ago, exactly at this moment, when the theme from ER was playing, and I said it was Saint Elsewhere, from that point to this, I have had all rations of you know what. From these people who think they're so smart around me.
Well, you get the wrong name. It's the wrong theme. What's the matter with you?
What show were you calling it, though? What was it?
It was Saying Elsewhere is what I said. Yeah.
Is that even a hospital show?
Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, who's taking up. What is the theme? Like, Saying Elsewhere was a precursor to ER, wasn't it, Chucker? Don't I remember that? And
it was.
The same kind of a show. The same thing. If you found the ER theme, we could compare them, and I bet they'd be
better. Yeah, Denzel Washington was in Saying Elsewhere. That's where he got his big break. And,
yeah,
and
right.
In ER, the big break came. George Clooney got his big break in ER and went on to become a major player in the business. But we play ER because the theme, the ER, because all 331 episodes of the hit NBC series, which aired from 1994 to 2009, will be available to stream for the first time on Hulu. ER is one of my all-time favorite shows. I thought it was great. Made big names out of George Clooney, Noah Wiley, Anthony Edwards, Juliana Margulies, and Eric LaSalle. All these actors were fantastic on the show, but I always believed that ER was Anthony Edwards' show. I think he was all of them were excellent, but the heart and soul of that show, I always thought was Anthony Edwards.
Isn't it interesting? Of all the people that you just named, he's the one who's had, he's had moderate success, but not the kind of success that the others have.
Correct. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. Chuck is going to talk about the new plot synopsis for Solo, A Star Wars Story, right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
All right, 57 past the hour. So, Lucasfilm, which is a division of Disney now, has released the synopsis for the movie Solo, A Star Wars Story, which comes out at the end of May. I'm wondering whether they're, are they killing the goose here with 2 movies a year? Isn't it, wouldn't it be better if there was only one, or is there an appetite for this, no matter how many you throw out, Chucker?
Good question. That hasn't been answered yet. I don't really answer that question. I think probably be better with one, but they're going to do this, the entries in the main franchise, which next one will be episode 9, and then they're going to do these spin-off films, which is the first one being, actually the second one, Rogue One actually was a spin-off film, the Han Solo, a Star Wars film, which comes out in May, correct?
Right, yeah. So this is about Luke.
I like that, actually. I'm looking forward to the fact that it is directed by Ron Howard.
Who's playing Han? This is before the first Star Wars movie, so he's got to be in his early 20s.
Yeah.
And
I don't. You got to look that up on the internet. It's a relatively unknown actor playing
Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah. Right, here it is. Yeah. Alden Ehrenreich is taking over the role. And
I would think he's a talented guy, but when they fired the 2 directors who were originally doing it, Phil Lord, the director of the Lego movie, because Disney didn't like the tone and brought in Ron Howard, supposedly they brought in an acting coach for this young actor. That's rubs me as a little bit weird.
Yeah. Mm.
The other interesting thing, though, is that Donald Glover, who is the star of Atlanta, the TV show, he'll be Lando Calrissian.
Calrissian, yeah.
So that's going to be kind of interesting casting. So I think it's going to be cool. I think 2 a year is a lot, though. I'm with you, Doug.
Yeah, but everybody's going to go see it. All right, Chucker, thanks. 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.